Podcast One presents Off the Vine Drunk Dial. It's all about dialing digits and making questionable decisions. Let's get it started.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Drunk Dial. All right, Vinos, let's talk about something that we can all agree on here, and that's saving money. I know you've heard me talk about Honey. It's a free browser extension that scans the web for coupon codes and discounts while you shop online. Honey automatically applies the biggest savings to your cart at checkout like magic. It works on over 20,000 sites, all of the good ones like Amazon, Nordstrom, J.Crew, Best Buy, Target, Macy's, and more, and it takes zero effort to install. Just two clicks and you will start saving anytime you shop online. Jason asked me the other day if I was turning into Winnie the Pooh because of how much I keep talking about Honey. Good one, Jay. I finally did the math, by which I mean I had Jason do it. Big numbers guy. And we've already saved $1,226.49 in the last couple months using Honey. Can you believe it? You might think it sounds too good to be true, like it's free, saves you money, what's the catch? And it's pretty simple. When you use a coupon code provided by Honey, they earn a small commission from the merchant and they pass along some of the savings to their members. So all around, it's a win-win for everybody. There's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use, easy to install on your computer, and just two clicks. Don't take it from me. Take it from our listeners. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/vine. Honey, online savings simplified. We are in Kelowna, Jason's first time in the old Okanagan.
First time in the old Okanagan, and this place is just...
Definitely not your last time.
Definitely not my last time. It's a hidden gem. I cannot believe how gorgeous this place is.
Well, now you just told the world.
It is. The world needs to know, if you haven't been to Kelowna, put it on your bucket list.
But I don't know, because we don't want it to be too crowded here, because then the wineries get too busy.
Everyone should experience it. The wineries are beautiful.
Quail's Gate is my favorite.
Quail's Gate?
Yep. Quail's Gate.
We went to Grey Monk.
Yeah.
That was a really good one.
Grey Monk is one of my favorites as well. Grey Monk and Quail's Gate are my I lie. I have a lot of favorites. Grey Monk, Quail's Gate, Dirty Laundry in Summerland, and what was my other one? Oh, The Hatch.
Wow. And you got to paint the picture, because you got to imagine there are these huge hills, beautiful landscape, wineries, and then somehow, some way in Kelowna, the water is as blue as the Bahama water.
Yeah.
Like, it is so crystal blue and turquoise blue. It, like, changes.
So there's two. There's Okanagan Lake, and then there's Kalamalka Lake, and Cal Lake is actually man-made, and it's just the most clear, beautiful water. But you really feel like you're in a tropical destination here.
It's just incredible. I mean, they have something for everyone, too. Yeah. They have unbelievable golf course, wineries, good restaurants. There's a casino close by. You can go boating, jet skiing.
One of those...
Doesn't end.
They have one of those bikes... what is it called? Smile Cycle Club. No, Smile Cycle. It's where you... bike and drink and go around Kelowna at the same time.
That's so cool.
Ooh, I think actually, no, you just stop at breweries and get drinks, because you can't drink on the
thing. I found my new happy place. It's at the Sparkling Resort. There is Sparkling Hill Resort. Mm-hmm. There is an infinity pool looking over. It's at the highest pinnacle of Kelowna, looking over everything. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to have our phones up there, but I think we did sneak a couple photos and put them on Instagram.
Yeah.
That place is serenity at its... like,
so would you move
it's
here?
Unbelievable. I could see myself doing summers here for sure. Like, when we're like, the month of August, yeah. I'm like, why aren't we here for more than just a month?
I know. July, August, September are my favorite months out here. I know. It's pretty incredible. It's kind of ironic because we're in Canada, in Kelowna, but we're going to talk a little bit about Nashville, and then we're going to address... we're just going to give our thoughts and opinions on the Blake and Kaylin situation, even though I hope maybe we're over it by now, but probably not. I'm quite interested to see how this week's Paradise goes.
It'll be interesting.
I'm like, do they have to change edits now?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, we'll talk about that.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I get a lot of questions about Nashville. I said on my last podcast that I would kind of do... a fun little drunk dial about places to go in Nashville. So everybody get your, I was going to say pen and paper. Is that really old school?
That's old school. Get your app out.
Get your notes.
Get your checklist app out.
Yeah. Or a pen and paper if you're feeling old school, because I'm about to tell you some good spots. Somebody asked me, let's see, there's a Gwen. Gwen wants to know, I was wondering, what is your daily routine in Nashville besides podcasting? If you could tell somebody about my day in Nashville, what would you say?
Never the same.
Never.
Never the same. Because there's always, especially in like the world that we live in, it's just things change daily. Mm-hmm. Opportunities come up weekly.
Yeah.
And it's just never consistent, which never. Is so cool because you have a lot of flexibility and you get to see different things and do different things. But it's really tough, especially when you're moving in together. A lot of the difficulties are getting, like when I talk to other friends and my parents and family, it's getting on the same routine.
Yeah.
And we don't, there is no routine.
No routine.
We just don't have one.
No. I mean, a day in the life is in Nashville. I feel like I wake up. When I'm home, I try to relax. So I have sleep-ins. I'll get up and work out. I like to cook. I like to take ramen to play. What else do we do? Just like really boring stuff. Yeah. Just I'm really boring when I'm home. I mean, lately I've got this group of friends, and we have friends in Nashville that were yours from college that we like to do things with. So there's a lot of restaurants we love to check out. And
I'm a go out guy. So when I am, it's funny when we're in Nashville, I try to get Caitlin to like mm-hmm. go to a restaurant, go do it. She's like, no, I just don't want to leave my house.
Because I'm always in different cities doing stuff. Right. So when I'm home, I'm like, oh, I just love my home.
Kick it, which I totally get.
But I also like to go. Okay, and Casey Huntington asks, if I had 24 hours in Nashville with you, she said she loves food and wine and coffee, where would you take me? So, Casey, I would take you to Arrington Vineyards Winery because it's the only winery, but I would...
We haven't gone there.
No, we haven't. Yeah. I need to take you. It's beautiful. I wonder if I could take my own wine there, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give and take.
Yeah. I mean, I'll buy a bottle of theirs.
I wouldn't pass one.
Yeah. I would take you, where for coffee? Frothy Monkey for coffee. And then for wine, I would take you to Barcelona Wine Bar or I can't think of other places we go for wine.
We haven't gone to any places.
Yes, we have. Where have we gone? I feel like we went to a lot of really cute little spots, but anytime I'm put on the spot, I can't think of them.
Well, this is also funny,
too. Oh, Bastion. I love Bastion for cocktails.
Bastion.
That's where we played.
Oh, Bastion. Yeah. That's where we had the air bubble hockey game. And the coolest place we went to was Attaboy.
Oh, Attaboy.
It's a speakeasy. It's got so much character. The bartenders are incredible.
Yeah. They're not bartenders, babe. They're mixologists.
Apologies. No. Mixologist.
Okay. I think you've got a little game for me.
Yeah, so fill in the blank for you because you are the Nashville expert and this
Am
is
I
now...
Am I? No, I keep feeling like, ugh.
This is now the bachelorette capital of America.
The world.
So, the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. When I want to do karaoke, which I love to do, you will find me at...
Well... I keep wanting to go to Santa Claus Pub because that's apparently the best karaoke and I haven't been yet. So I'm just going to say that place because I really want to go.
So you got to do it justice because people have told me about it. Tell people about it because it sounds like the coolest place ever.
It's like a trailer, like owned by a guy that looks like Santa Claus and there's like Christmas lights and it's just like a little piece of crap hole in the wall that's just the most fun anyone's ever had.
And there's like two, I think there's only like two or three options for drinks.
Yeah.
And they're super cheap.
Yep.
And you just like rage. But someone was telling us a story like Eric Church or there's some like big performer.
Random people
just like
come
hanging
up.
Out,
yeah.
raging, yeah. buying $2 beers.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. When I want a solid cocktail, I'd like to go to
Attaboy.
Attaboy for sure. Okay. My favorite place to stop for a coffee is. Other than Starbucks.
I was going to say, that's so wrong.
Excluding
Starbucks.
Is there a good cafe? Smoking a pancake?
I feel like the Frothy Monkey, which I said, is the last place I went to. But I feel like there's one more I'm missing.
Because now, like, you talk about mixologists. Like, mixologists of coffee is a thing now. Like, gourmet coffee places is such a thing.
Oh, you know what? What is that place called? Barista Parlor.
Okay,
that's where. Barista Parlor.
Barista Parlor. Yeah. Amazing. Okay, next one. When I have a guest from out of town, my number one place I have to bring them is?
Oh, that's such a good question. Gosh, there's so many places I love to take people.
Number one place.
The number one place I like to take people. Well, probably Broadway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all the live music and the honky-tonks and everybody's just like having the best time. Like, I feel like people are really in the moment on Broadway. It's like a very lively place where it's just like bright lights and live music and everyone's like kind of nobody's dressed up. Everybody's kind of dressed down. And everyone's just really in the moment, I find.
I think right now on a Saturday night, there is not a street in the entire world that's more electric than Broadway. Yeah. And it's good electric because it's like when I was down there, everyone, to your point, smiling, laughing. I didn't see any fights, any arguments. You know, a lot of the stuff that goes with drinking in downtown areas. Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable down there.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, you see live music around and you're like, okay, these guys suck.
Yeah.
But this live music down there, these people are incredible.
It's the best of the best. I don't understand how they're all not just, like, super rich and famous.
And no, Jed could not get a gig down there.
Jen. Oh, they said Jen. I forgot about Jed.
What do you think?
What?
You think Jed could get a gig down there?
Okay. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Maybe before.
No.
All right. My favorite place to go for a long weekend within driving distance from Nashville is...
Chattanooga is beautiful, and Gallatin. Gallatin is where Dollywood is.
Okay.
Gallatin, I would say. It's very perfect. Quaint. It's got lots of cabins. It's beautiful. There's waterfalls. I love it.
Amazing. Okay. My number one date spot, date night with Hassan is...
Huh?
It said Jason, but I was just thinking Spanish. That's what my Spanish name is. Hassan.
Oh, isn't it Jason?
Hassan. I was told Hassan.
Oh. What's mine?
I don't know.
Okay. date night spot?
Yes.
We really like Virago.
Virago.
And because we like sushi.
Yes.
But what's another place that we love?
Oh, yeah,
Barcelona. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep going. My go-to place to grab wine and hopefully one day Spade and Sparrows is...
Barcelona.
Oh.
What?
Barcelona. The other place. Date night place, the place we just went with the best... the Thai place.
Oh, Sunda.
Sunda.
Yeah.
Oh, game changer.
It's we don't really like the vibe in there, but the food is the best food I've ever had in my life.
The best ever. Okay. Favorite dog-friendly place to take my noodle is...
Oh. It's the dog park. Nashville's kind of dog friendly. It's getting better. But I just like to take him to the dog park in Franklin. That one with the little hole in the wall water. Like,
yeah, that one's
water
cool.
Hole.
Okay, last but not least, one touristy location in Nashville that is actually worth the visit is...
Probably Broadway. I don't know. Maybe Arrington Vineyards. Maybe East Nashville's really cool. East Nashville's got a lot of really cute restaurants and cute shops, and it's kind of like hipster vibes.
A little bit outside Nashville, there is the Corvette Museum, which I've never been to, but passing it, it looked kind of
boring.
Cool.
I don't know about that. Franklin's a really cute place to visit too.
Okay. That is all we have.
Is that it for
now,
Nashville?
Fully ready to
I'm
go.
Trying to think if I like. No, look it, you missed one.
Oh, okay, there was one on the second page. Here we go. My go-to spot when I want to hear live music is...
I really enjoy this blues bar just off Broadway. I think it's called... What was that blues singer? King? Very popular. It's B.B. King's.
B.B. King's.
That's what it is. B.B. King's. I honestly have never once left there and been like... That was the best music I've ever heard. I like blues, though.
And your dad loves that place, too.
That's where I took dad, and that's how I discovered it. It's such talented people there.
All right. There it is. Okay, so there is Nashville rapid-fire questions. You want to fire them off real super quick.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing about living in Nashville? Go.
The people.
If you could change one thing about Nashville, what would it be?
The people. Just kidding.
The humidity.
Wait. The traffic.
What is one thing that most people don't realize about Nashville?
That it actually snows there and gets cold.
What is your favorite street or hood in Nashville?
Probably 12th South or East Nashville.
What do you think the biggest misconception about Nashville is?
I don't know. Is there a misconception?
What's your second favorite city in Tennessee?
Gallatin.
What has surprised you? What has surprised Jason most about Nashville since he moved there?
That's for you.
Humidity, the weather. And actually, it's crazy. It rains more in Nashville than it does in Seattle.
Yeah, it's true.
It's constant storms. So bizarre. What's your favorite time of the year in Nashville, last but not least?
Honestly, the fall.
All right.
The fall is stunning there.
And that is your Nashville 101 lesson with Professor Caitlin Bristow.
You're welcome. I feel like I've already said that on Instagram and stuff. But anyways, let's just touch on this. I don't really know how to approach the situation, but I feel like I need to chime in just because everybody's been talking about it. If people don't know what we're talking about, okay, let's start from the beginning. Blake and Kaylin are on Bachelor in Paradise. So they had a little something before the show. And I think Blake had a little something with a few girls before the show. Blake is a friend of ours. And I told him, I said, I'm not, if I ever talk about this, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You were an idiot. you're the most lovable idiot because he has the best, sweetest heart. But he, you know, got a little in over his head with some girls. It must be really difficult to be, come off the show, have all this attention. Not to mention, I don't think people really realize that he was in a real heartbreak after Becca.
Oh, he was in a serious heartbreak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course, Blake and I are on the same season. Him and I are very close friends right after the show and have remained close friends. And when I tell you there are times post-show we'd be hanging out, I'd catch him in a daze. Mm-hmm. And I'd be, hey, what's going on? What's on your mind? And he was still distraught about the mm-hmm. Becca situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was heartbroken.
Right.
And I truly believe that a lot of his behavior in the last year was aligned with his heartbreak.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't go through heartbreak and rock bottom and then just want to distract yourself
and cover your attention. With other things. So.
Is that what you did?
Is that what I did?
Yeah. after Becca broke your heart, did you just go on a rampage?
I think my relationship with Becca was great, but it certainly wasn't at the level it was with Blake.
I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but we're just trying to, like, kind of understand the behavior, right?
Yeah.
And then with Kaylin, I don't know her as well as I know Blake. So I don't know, and I never want to dismiss her feelings or discredit anything that she went through before. And she surely isn't going to move forward and not ever hook up with guys. You know, she's moved on. But my problem with it was that she came in, and I think her and Blake had said something like, let's just be cool on Paradise and, like, see what happens. And she came in, and she was just, like, in attack mode on him. And you could kind of see in his face he was just shell-shocked. Like, you could see when she was saying all these things to him, he was kind of like, what is that? What are you doing? Like, I thought we were going to be chill about this.
Well, and a lot of the stuff is that I think she was saying those things in the ITMs.
Right.
So a lot of these things weren't said until,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I was thinking about is what is, you know, obviously there's a bit of a love triangle here going. So what are the other girls thinking when she's saying some of those things? Because who knows what they knew?
Right. He just dabbled in too many areas of the Bachelor world. But the thing is, I just don't like that Kaylin wasn't speaking a full truth, and who knows what was edited out, so we don't even know. But it just seemed to me that she was trying to make herself a victim and Blake the bad guy when she wasn't owning up to her truth of that she just wanted, you know, like Blake clearly released the text messages and it said that, like, she was very clear that she just wanted sex, and it was almost the other way around where he was like, I don't know. But what do you think about Blake releasing those texts?
That's the question that everyone's kind of up in the air about. And here's what my thought on it is, that we go into this world of reality TV and we are asked to open up almost everything in our lives, mm-hmm. right? Our emotions, our past, our family gets involved, our heartbreak. And on a day-to-day basis on Instagram, it's almost like, and I think we're happy to do it, but it's like Truman Show. Like, we open up, Caitlin and I get in fights, we talk about it, it mm-hmm. gets ugly. So I do think you first have to, when things are good, we talk about it, when things are bad, we talk about it. So I do think that you have to first recognize that we live in a world where we kind of do share a lot, mm-hmm. okay? Now, the thing about the text is that Kaylin had already admitted that they had sex, right? Mm-hmm. And so did Blake. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely consensual sex, and the world knew they had sex.
Right.
So Blake sharing those text messages, I don't think that he's putting something out there as far as like he's not, it's not like she said they never had sex and he's like, we had sex.
Right.
So let's move that away. So I think, one, we live in a world where we're very open. Two, it was obviously consensual sex and want to get out there. The last thing I'll say is, I go back and forth with this, but I talked to Blake, and Blake was a mess, and he's crying. He can't.
Honestly,
he couldn't breathe, mm-hmm. and he's a 30-year-old man in his mother's arms, mm-hmm. considering, like calling everyone and considering mm-hmm. like going to see a doctor and mm-hmm. therapist yeah. because of how broken he is, because hundreds of thousands of people online are coming at him for some stuff he deserved,
right,
and then some stuff that wasn't true.
And that stuff's heavy.
And that stuff's heavy. So the stuff that you deserve, you deal with it.
Yeah.
But I could ask everyone out there, if you have hundreds of thousands of people attacking you for something you didn't do that wasn't true,
why would you not stand up for yourself?
What do you do?
Yeah.
Do you sit in the corner and let these hundreds of thousands of people continue to beat you up?
Right.
Or do you say, hey guys, like, here's just a small snippet of the truth. Please, like, I screwed up. I didn't do anything right here, but this part's not
those
true.
Kinds of accusations, given what Kalen has been through, it just felt a bit heavier than
yeah
than usual.
And I think his perspective is, I was a player, I was an idiot, I'm mm-hmm. learning life lessons, but also I'm not this part.
He's not a monster.
He's not a monster. Yeah. That's the perfect world. So yeah. he's like, you know, it's fine. I get it. Far, you know, boy player. Yeah. But like this, I'm not. And I feel like yeah. I can't live with myself right. Otherwise.
Which I totally understand. And
do you think, what are your thoughts about it from a woman's perspective? And just, I don't know.
I mean, I think he even let Kalen know that he was releasing the text messages just to give her a heads up. And then he felt so bad because people went and attacked her, which is the last thing he wanted.
Of course.
He was just in such a shitstorm of emotions that he, you know, he probably wasn't thinking about how people would go after Kalen.
Of course, which is disgusting. Like, leave Kalen alone.
Right. Just like it's just.
Leave them both. I
know it's hard because nobody's ever going to leave them alone.
Never.
But. It's like then he felt so heartbroken and sad and was upset because people were coming after her, and that's not what he wanted. He just wanted, you know, I would have probably done what Blake did in that situation. I know a lot of people in Bachelor World were like, why would he do that? And Nick came out with a text that said, or a tweet that said, like, I had the opportunity to show text messages, but I didn't, to have respect for the other person, whatever. And Dean was saying something, but it's like, yeah, but this was next level. We all know what Kalen had been through in her life, which is absolutely traumatic and devastating and can change and ruin a person's life. And we all had this empathy and compassion for her and would never wish that upon anybody. And we just had this like soft spot and sensitive feelings towards what Kalen had been through. So then those accusations that what she was saying towards Blake, when really, you know, that wasn't the truth. To me, I'm like, yeah, well, you didn't go through that. So of course he's going to release those text messages because he's being accused of some pretty deep things.
Yeah.
From what she's went through.
And I think, you know, Monday quarterback, what I would say they could have done differently is if they could have just talked before or after that episode and they said, like, let's figure out a plan to like come out clean together, like mm. Kalen, and maybe admit so that you don't have to release the text messages. I'm like, maybe they could have figured out some way. But I do ask everyone out there, I always like to look at things like this and say, if you don't do this, what do you do? And I think there's three options. You do nothing and let everyone think it's true. You stand by your ground with your words, but then is there validity and credibility behind it just saying what the truth is, mm-hmm. or do you show it? Mm-hmm. And when you have, those are the three options. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone kind of has to look at themselves and say, what would I do in that scenario?
Right. Yeah. I just feel bad for everybody involved because it's just
involved.
Messy.
It's so messy.
And I hope that that's the saddest part to me is that this is every season. Someone is getting absolutely
torched.
Torched every season. And it really affects people's lives.
Oh, like you can't believe.
And I just don't know how it's like, you know, it's not just like one season a year. It's Bachelor, then it's Bachelorette, then it's Bachelor in Paradise. And it's just every few months, somebody, I'm just like, I don't know what to do to help them because it's such a manipulated situation. And some of it's true and some of it's not. And people end up getting really hurt in their lives, like not even being able to get out of bed and people who are happy-go-lucky people all of a sudden getting depression. And it's just so sad to me. Yet it's like there's so much positive that comes out of it too. So it's, I don't know.
And the thing is like we're talking about actions here and discussions, but if we look at a higher level, I don't really know Kaylin too well, but I know she's best friends with Cassie, and she's like, everyone that meets her speaks highly of her.
Right.
And
I've met her. I can talk. I
can speak to Blake. Like, Blake, like at the core of Blake, he is such a great guy.
Yeah.
He would run into a bus for his friends and family. Yeah. He means well.
He really does.
But there's obviously mistakes every single person in the world makes. And unfortunately, his were made on a national stage.
Yeah.
And I think he's the first one to say, like, I screwed up. But mm-hmm. I think I go back to the point that regardless of the text, regardless of what was said, like, these are two people that injured, and you've met Kaylin, so you know more, but they are at the core
good people. Yeah, they
that want to like impact their communities and do good things in life, and they have good friends and they're good and loyal. Like,
yeah,
it's
just, you get caught up, you get caught up in this world, and it's, I don't know, it just gets so confusing, and I never know how to deal with it, but I'm trying to just, I like to have a platform and the podcast to speak about it and have an opinion, but I just want everyone to know that I'm not taking any sides. I just think it was just something to be talked about.
Tough situation. Yeah. And I wish, if looking at a solution, I wish you could get all of them in the same room and just talk through the differences and like come out with a way to like somehow feel okay about it.
Yeah.
And like maybe move on together on the same page with a statement all together.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm curious to see how the rest of Paradise plays out now from this situation, but I just want everybody,
I get like anxiety. Tight talking about this.
I know, because it's just real.
Like, it's real.
Yeah.
And they're both like, both of these two have been so impacted by it.
Yeah.
And it's just hard.
We just want everybody that's listening, and hopefully that's a lot of people, to just have compassion for people on TV and what they might be going through, because they're still human beings on the other end who make mistakes just like we all do, and it's just, you never know the full story.
And you also may think that, you know, people like us aren't reachable or that we're not going to see it, but
I know
there's a lot that we do see, and it does have an impact, you know.
It really does.
It really does mentally you know, create a stir.
I agree.
Oh, I'm like depressed now.
I know. I get really like, I'm like, oh God.
I'm really crying right now.
I know, because it's just like we've just kind of so been through sticky, stuff too, and you just know how real emotions are. Well, how's that for a drunk dial?
I just want everyone to get back happy and feel good again.
We might
need a drink after this drunk dial.
We should be drunk right now. It's early. Okay, well, that's all I got. Usually we call people, but I just wanted to touch on that and give a little.
And a big weekend coming up. We got Ashley and Jared's wedding.
Yes.
We're going to go celebrate. There's going to be a ton of Bachelor Nation there.
Yeah, so I'll have a really good drunk dial for you next week.
Yeah, really good drunk dial. We'll have everyone's opinion.
Yeah, because there's going to be,
because everyone's
going
to be drunk and talking about it.
There, I should just mic myself and make it
the whole
podcast.
Night. I know, because you got, I think, tell me who I'm missing, but Dean's going to be there. Nick's going to be there. Carly's going to be there. Amanda Stanton's going to be there.
JJ Jared, who we didn't get along
JJ,
very well.
I don't know who JJ is, but it's like a high school reunion for Bachelor Nation.
It really is. There's going to be a lot of the Bachelor world there, and I'm a little nervous.
But more importantly, and I mean this with all my heart, like, this is all about Ashley and Jared and what a cool story they've had.
And I guarantee we're going to all have so much fun together.
We're going to have a blast. Yeah. And they've had, that's a story that tells you that if you're consistent and persistent, you'll find your way to the love, and good for them.
Can't wait to watch my ex-boyfriend and my friend get married.
Because Jared was, oh God, what a weird world. God, I can't.
I hope everybody has a great weekend. And if you have any weddings that you're going to this weekend, maybe you can write in about those and we can do a drunk dial all about weddings, because there's probably a lot of can you nots to be had there. A
lot of can you nots in the wedding game.
All right. Love you guys. This week's Drunk Dial is sponsored by Honey. Get honey free at joinhoney.com/vine. Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.